Well, the first thing we started noticing in the first few years of the experiment was that this soil water content was drastically altered, or altered enough that it was significantly different. It was higher in the elevated CO2 plots and lower in the warm plots. Now, that makes sense to any gardener, at least the latter part. We know that the warm conditions cause evaporation to increase. Interestingly, the elevated carbon dioxide in the air causes transpiration by the plants to decrease, and this allows water to accumulate in the soil, or less water is lost from the soil. Now, the findings that we've come out with recently demonstrate that the CO2 in the air, the increased CO2 in the air, when it's combined with the warming that's predicted, they have offsetting effects on the soil water content. And so, but then at the same time, they're also, the combination of CO2 and warming is also altering the plant composition. So these conditions, these future conditions, are altering the plant species composition towards favoring more of the warm season grasses, which is, in our area, it's blue gramma, and that's a very, very abundant native grass. It's good for grazing. It might not have the nutritional quality that some of the cool season grasses that some of the ranchers prefer. So there's going to, you know, definitely be some plant species shifts as we go on in the decades of this century.